Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Yisoid, that turned the laws of the foundations of the Torah in the Sefer Mad, in the Book of Knowledge, which we continue the theme of the previous Perek discussing the laws of Nevuah, of prophecy, which in this Perek we discuss regarding believing in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu. As Rambam gives Halacha Alf regarding the believing in Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yaminu b'Yisrael, the Jews did not believe in him, because of the wonders that he did. Because whoever believes based on signs, yesh b'li b'dayfi, in his heart, there's still some flaw. Because it's possible that the person did the sign with some magic, with some sorcery. Ella, rather, all the signs that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the desert, he only did it because of necessity. Wasn't for a proof on his prophecy. He needed to drown the Egyptians. So he split the sea, and then he had them drown inside of it. The Jews needed food. So he heard of someone. He brought down the manna from heaven. Some of them were thirsty. He split open the stone and water came out. The assembly of Korach denied his truth. So the earth swallowed them up. Also all the other signs were all there because of necessity. So regarding with what did they believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? B'mayim and Har Sinai, with the assembly of Mount Sinai. She'einenu ro, where our own eyes saw, v'loi zor, and no one else's. V'ozneinu shamu, with our own ears we heard, v'loi achen, not with someone else's ears. Ha'esh, the fire, v'akoilis, and the thunder, v'alapidim, and the lightning. V'hunigash ala rafal, and Moshe Rabbeinu went into the dark clouds, v'akol medaber lav, and the voice was speaking to him. V'anu shema, we heard, Moshe, Moshe, leich emelam kach v'kach, go tell the Jewish people such and such. V'cheinu oima, like it says in the passage in the Devarim, panem b'panem diba Hashem emachem. Face to face did Hashem speak with you. But then, like it says in the pasuk, Lo yasav esenu koras Hashem es habris hazayis. It's not with our fathers that Hashem made this covenant. Rather, with us, we heard God speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, uminayin shemayim et hasinu l'badei, how do we know that it was just the assembly of Har Sinai itself? That was the proof for his prophecy that it's true. Shem b'dayfi, where there's no flaw to that. Shem, like it says in the pasuk in Shemayis, Hine anechi ba'alecha ba'aba anan. Hashem says, He, behold, I'm going to come to you in the dark, in the thickness of the cloud. Ba'ba yishma ha'am b'dabimach, so that the people hear when I speak with you, b'gam b'cha yamin eloyim, and that also in you, they'll believe forever. B'chal, the inference is, she'kodim dobe zed, that before this, ma'amir ha'asinai, lo yaminu b'y neman nashiyah mentis loyim, they didn't believe him in the faith that will stand forever. Al neman nashiyah shachar ahiru ha'machshava, that rather, a faith, but that there are some thoughts and thinking about subsequently that, maybe this. Halacha beis, nimtzu comes out, Elu sheshulach lahem, these that he was sent to them, heima edim al nebo asay shi emes. They're the witnesses on this prophecy that it's true. Ve'netzach laslam oisach, he doesn't have to do for them any other sign. Sheheim behu, because them and him, echa bedavar, they're the same in this, kishnei edim shero dove echa biyach, like two witnesses who see something together. Shekolech lahem, that each one of them, edlech avego shu emes, is a witness for the other one that he's saying true. Ve'nech edem tzach lahavi roya lachaber, neither one of them has to bring a proof to the other one. They were both the participants of it. Kach Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol Yisrael Edom Loi Achar Ma'amid Har Sinai. Every Jew was a witness to him after the assembly of Har Sinai. Ve'netzach laslam ois, does have to make a sign for them. V'zeh shom laKadosh Baruch Hu b'tchilas nebuah. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him in the beginning of his prophecy. Be'esh ha'nosan loy oisus, when he first was in the beginning over there, by the snare, when he gave him the signs, la'sosim b'mitzrayim, to do in Egypt. V'amal loy, and he said to him, v'sham l'kalecha, the Jews will hear your voice. Yada Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, Shamayim l'piyo Isa, he said, whoever believes based on signs like Hashem was giving him, yes, b'vavei daifi, in his heart is some type of a flaw, mahara machashev, and he's thinking, and he's contemplating, v'yinishman melelech, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was refusing to go, v'amali says, v'hin lo yiminuli, they're not going to believe me. Achedi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu notified him, she'elo Isa's, that these signs, in me'el achay yetim emitzchayim, that's only until they're going to leave Egypt. But for Acha Sheitz, after they're going to go out, V'yamdo la'arazen, they're going to stand on this mountain, Yistalik Hidr Shemahar Machrecha. It's going to remove any thoughts that they're thinking about you. Shani Noisin L'cha Kan Ois, because here I'm going to give you a sign, She'yedu Shani Shlachticha Be'emes Mitchil, that they're going to know that the truth of that I sent you from the beginning. But lo yishor believe I'm here, and they're not going to have remaining in their hearts any second thoughts about this. This is what the pasuk says in Shemayis. This is going to be the sign that I sent you. But that when I'm going to take the people out of Egypt, you're going to serve the God on this mountain. That is because they're going to see the truth in Moshe Rabbeinu, because Hashem spoke to him directly, and they heard Hashem speaking to him. Now, regarding believing all other prophets, So the Mtzei Salim comes out that you say like this. Shekol Navi Shiyamen Acha Moshe Rabbeinu, that every other prophet that stood up after our teacher Moshe, ain't on the Maminim Boy, Memneho Eis Labadi. We don't really believe him because of the sign itself. Kedeshim, that we should say, oh, if he does a sign, we'll believe him whatever he says. No. Rather, it's because of the command that Moshe Rabbeinu told us in our Torah. But he says, like he says in Devarim, if he gives a sign, you should listen. Just like he commanded us to decide a court case based on the testimony of two witnesses. Even though we don't know, we don't know if those two people are saying the truth or false. But that's what the Torah says. That's the same thing, the commandment to listen to this prophet. We don't know if the sign is true, or it's from sorcery, or some type of magic. Therefore, if the prophet gets up, and he does incredible wonders and signs, now he wants to contradict the prophecy of our teacher Moshe, which is the Torah, ain't Shemla, we don't listen to him. And therefore we know definitively that the signs that he's doing is blood for kishavim, is with magic and with sorcery. Because the prophecy of our teacher Moshe was not based on signs. Like as if we should start comparing what Moshe Rabbeinu's signs were and now this new prophet that's coming up, the signs that he's doing. No. It's with our eyes that we saw, and with our ears that we heard, like just the way he heard Hashem speak to him, we heard Hashem speak to him. So what could this be compared to? La'edim, to witnesses, she'idu la'adam al-dav shura be'inam. They testified to a person for something that he saw with his own eyes, she'enikam shura. And they're telling him something like he didn't see himself. She'enikam shura, he's not going to listen to them. What do you mean? Two witnesses are telling you. Yeah, but I saw my own eyes. El'idea b'vadah she'emei d'shak. He knows for sure that they're false witnesses. That's the same thing over here. If someone's going to tell us otherwise, we know, we heard Moshe Rabbeinu, we know the truth of what he's saying. The Torah says that if the sign or the wonder is coming, don't listen to that prophet, because he's coming to you with a sign and the wonder, to contradict what you saw with your own eyes. Since we don't believe in the wonders, because of the commandments that Moshe commanded us, how could we receive from this sign that's coming to contradict the prophecy of Moshe that we saw and that we heard and that we don't listen to anything, even no matter how great the sign is, to contradict the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu.